But you believe it's very good to get back to your community. You have the beautiful facility here, the Performing Arts Center in Claremore, that you, your wife, your family contributed largely to in a major way. That has to feel good, that as you leave this earth, that you leave behind something to help others.
Well, I think that's important. I think every member of our family feels the same way. I always like what George Kaiser said. George Kaiser said, if you're going to give something to somebody, give it to them while their hands are warm. You know? And I think that's important. If you're going to do something, you need to do it now, not thinking that after you're gone, something's going to happen. My wife and I helped build this Performing Arts Center, and of course what we did, we gave it to the school. The school needs it, you know. And as Dizzy Dean said, and he used to get after Dizzy Dean, the old pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals, said, well, you're bragging too much. You're bragging about how good you are pitching. And Dizzy Dean's answer was, he said, if you've done it, you ain't bragging.
Right.
So anyway, I have to brag a little bit about the Performing Arts Center. It is a beautiful facility. And Wally Woosencraft and Associates was the architect. We did it on a private letting, and we picked five contractors that we had experience with to build it. And each one of those trades, the electrician, the plumber, the masonry contractor, all the different trades, we picked five individual owners of each one of those trades. And those five general contractors had to use one of those five people in the various trades that we had picked. And so we picked the best people, and we built it. And we had a lot of support from the community. The school gave us the land to build it on.
The school being?
The Claremore Public Schools. Yeah, Claremore Public School. And then we had a lot of help from the community on the seats. We sold seats in the facility, and we raised about $225,000 by selling seats in the facility, and the community was extremely supportive of that. And I've seen a lot of great shows there. The opening show was the Beauty and the Beast. It was a full house.
That had to make you feel just really good.
Yeah. And it's 70,000 feet, 70,000 square feet, and it's got some of the facilities in it. They have speech, drama, debate room, and then we have a black box theater that seats about 150, 170. It has the same acoustics, has the same everything the main theater does. A facility where we build sets, that's very good. Then we have the band in the back, and with offices and with storage and everything like you'd like to have. And then we have the choir in the back also. And the stage is 114 feet wide and 45 feet deep. And we have doors on that to keep any sound out of the production area that are 12 feet wide and 17 feet tall and are insulated and weigh 4,000 pounds each. And you can move them with your finger. And then we have a band shell, we have a lift, have a spiral lift for the orchestra pit, and it seats 1,037 people. And the acoustics are just wonderful in it. And it does make you feel good.
To hand that off to public schools, because you were educated here in public school, you're a strong believer in supporting public schools. The community is fortunate to have had you maintain that vision.
Yeah. And we've got great public schools here. Rick Mosier manages our company. It's on the school board. We have had several academic scholars from the national level and state level, academic All-Americans at the state level, and also national scholars here. And one of our, we won the Academic Bowl multiple times, State Academic Bowl multiple times. We have in our junior high school, we have a what they call a fab lab that was started by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Excellent teacher there, David Eisenbart. Then we've just started in our high school, we just started a pre-engineering program this year. And in 4 years, we'll have a full engineering program.